Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline, and today we are recapping season 6, episode 8? Episode 9. Whoa, 34-35 vibes. Season 6, episode 9 of Pretty Little Liars called The Final Dance.
I think it's just called Last Dance, girl.
Last Dance. I don't have it written, Phoebe. I'm going from mem, wow. Which I need to start training a little bit more because, yeah, that's right. I did submit my application for Big Brother last night.
That's crazy.
I can only share this with my close personal friends because it's so humiliating, but
so we're gonna post it on the internet for anybody to listen to.
No, the people that listen to this podcast are my close personal friends. You're a bitch. That's what I was saying, and you just took it somewhere else, and it's like shows who you really are, shows your true colors. Okay, anyway, you guys, I was kind of putting a lot of pressure on myself to make this perfect Big Brother audition video, plan it out and all these things. And then it was keeping me from actually doing it. That's what was happening. I was just like, I just don't.
That's kind of like what happened to you with The Bachelor.
I know that is. Well, I filmed The Bachelor audition and then I didn't edit it together. But anyway, I was putting so much pressure on myself. So the other day, before TikTok went away for a second, I'm scrolling and a Big Brother casting agent pops up on my For You page and he's like, hey guys, we're gonna start reviewing Big Brother applications on February 10th. Just apply. We don't care about like what the video is. We don't want you to be like, hi, my name is this and blah, blah, blah. Like, we wanna see your personality. Tell us a story. Tell us about your friends. Like, you can film it in your car. We don't care. We just wanna see you. It only has to be 3 minutes, like, blah, blah, blah. And so I decided I was just going to make a video and like sit down and talk as if it was like a get ready with me or like a TikTok video or the podcast or something. And I just talked for like 3 minutes and I sent it in. And I do think the video isn't going to be intriguing to them. I do think when they watch it, they're going to be like, should we just call her? Because I did say some crazy shit, but I also just feel like I sold it. Like, I was just like, obviously, you're going to call me. I did say that. At the end, I was like, okay, so there's, like, so much more I want to tell you, and I'm sure there's so much more you're dying to know about me. So then we'll just talk when you call. And we'll talk, and I'll tell you everything about how I plan to get us the best ratings for the next season. So talk soon. And then that's how I ended it.
And, it's already a team.
And I sent it in.
They might not hire you because they might think you're trying to move in for...
Wait, no, they might think I'm already cast.
Chen Moonves.
They might think I'm already in. They might be, oh, God, I blew it. Oh, my God, I blew it. By saying talk soon. They're like, okay, well, we have a call scheduled. We must. She must already be in the show. Anyway, as I'm sending it in, Phoebe, I'm like doing the rest of the application, whatever. And I was just like, I'm going to get in.
Wait, and that's how we know that Caroline is our mother's daughter, because that's basically the exact same moment that happened when we did the golf cart parade for the first time.
I think we can take this, yes.
When my mom and dad are sitting in silence, like wrapping presents to put on top of a golf cart for a parade we've never seen before, and she goes, I think we could take this. Almost to herself, she says it.
Yes.
It's not even like she's saying that to her heart.
She was kicking herself when we heard her because now we make fun of her for it, but she like meant it earnestly when she said it. No, this is every honorary Connell sister has a, I think we can take this moment and this is mine. Except for I am a real Connell sister, which, you know, whatever. So are you. Who cares? Labels. But yeah, I'm not kidding you, Phoebe. Like I felt in my stomach as I'm hitting upload, I was like, like, I was like, oh, my God, I am not ready for this. I was like, Kelly walks in the door, like, the second I hit apply. And I'm like, I was like, this.
I love that Kelly is just like, she is like the character in Friends who just like shows up.
She is our Kimmy Gibbler.
In case you
from Full House,
in case
by
you're
the way,
wondering,
not Friends.
Kelly does not live near Caroline.
She doesn't live far away.
She doesn't, but like it used to be like, well, Kelly lives up the
literally
street,
up
so
the
obviously
street, yeah.
They're always over at each other's yeah. houses. Whereas now it's like Kelly has to cross two rivers to get to Caroline.
Yeah, but it's not so bad. And at night, it's real quick. And if her roommate didn't have a cat, I would go to her. But like, I can't. So it just is right. What it is. But anyway.
What if we found out, guys, that Caroline wasn't really allergic to cats?
I made all this up because I just like, don't want to make the drive to Lawrenceville. I'm just like not interested in making that drive. Anyway, no, I actually do love going to Lawrenceville. And so if it wasn't like sub-zero degrees.
I do like that area a lot.
I would go and like so we hang out on our porch and it's nice, but it's unfortunately cold. Anyway. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. Like, I was like, this is so embarrassing. Like, I can't tell anyone I'm feeling this, but now here I am. But I was like in bed last night, tossing and turning, thinking, I just have this pit in my
Caroline's body has already like recalculated so that every night it's gonna feel like tomorrow's the day that
yes!
she leaves.
No,
for
dude,
LA.
Actually, I was like, okay, you're not getting on a plane tomorrow. Like, why are you like freaking? Why are you sweating? Like, why are you freaking out?
That's how you know that it. That's how you know that it's Caroline's. Like,
that's how you know I want it.
It
bad.
Is Caroline's calling.
I am not kidding, Phoebe. I was like, I literally was like, I shouldn't even send this in because once I do, it's a done deal. I'm going and it's not even about winning anymore. I did say it in the video. Here's how
I'm actually nervous about mom watching.
I am
Big
too
Brother, if you go
well
on.
I started thinking like, wait, would I be able to handle it? Would I even be good at this? Like, I don't know. I'm like, think I would be, but I just started like fretting as if it was a real possibility. Like, as if they're not getting millions of applicants, literally. And I'm like, oh, of course they're gonna like choose me. But I did feel this feeling in my stomach that I was just like, for some reason, like, I just do feel like I'm gonna hear from them. Like, I just do feel, and honestly, I felt like that about a lot of things in my life that like I have not heard from them. But also, I think you're aware too. I felt like that a lot of times that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Or like.
Like this podcast, for example.
Like this podcast,
we had
example.
This feeling that it was going to be an overnight yeah. success, millions of views, and it
and
has
it was,
been.
And it absolutely was immediately. No, but I just, you know what I mean? Like, maybe it's just, here's what it is, guys. Closed mouths don't get fed. That's what it is. It's just the truth. Sorry.
And where did I just hear that?
Traitors.
Where did I just
traitors.
Hear that?
Traitors. Dolores.
Did you say that?
I said it maybe yesterday, but they said it on Traitors because Dolores was like,
I feel like
my
I
head
also heard it like on the
thing. And then they were like, you have to ask. Today. Closed mouths don't get fed. Go ask. Danielle tells her to do it. Anyway.
No, I saw it. It was there, but I also saw it in a TikTok today about the Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively stuff.
I think I said it yesterday maybe about that as well.
Oh, then it was you.
Yeah, I think it was me. But that is how
I think that's exactly the context you used.
Yes, I think so. But it's true. Like, there are so many things that, like, I feel like I've done a lot of really bizarre things, like bizarro things that most people don't even want to do, you know, and maybe I didn't even want to either. But a lot of them have only happened because, like, I think sometimes it's like, wow, you always find yourself in these weird situations. And it's like, I do ask for them. Like, I do, like,
I've said
beg
this before,
for
but Caroline is the character in a Disney Channel show that's like, Caroline has main character energy, so Caroline, don't twist my words here.
Don't worry. I know. I'm not worried that you're going to say I'm supporting because I know I'm not.
But you are. You're the energy of the supporting character who's the friend of the boring main character who's always coming in like a different
yes,
work.
Yes, yes.
Like a different work uniform.
And that
or
girl
like,
is the
like,
main character, but she's sorry, too busy to film a show. She's way too busy
like,
to be
oh,
the main
sorry.
Character of the show.
You're Harper.
Yeah, great, perfect. I'm Harper.
And Kelly and Kelly is kind of Alex vibes.
Kelly does give Alex vibes. Yeah, but then like, but also we also give this, anyway, whatever, who cares? But it's true.
Caroline just got, she was like, yeah, I mean, Kelly is like Alex, but I mean like a lot of us are kind of like Alex.
No, I didn't mean like that. I meant like there's a lot of things that like we both have in both characters. But yeah, I think sometimes, guys, if you just like say like, oh, what the hey, and you're like, I'll just apply. I'll just send an email. I'll just ask. it.
Julie Moonves.
You have to be prepared for it to work. You have to be prepared for them to say yes.
If you can hear me now, and Caroline's body was telling her, you're not ready.
My body was like, you asked, but you are not ready to receive, girl. Like, you have work to do.
So you better get to work.
No, literally. So then I'm in bed and I'm like, and sorry, guys.
We're gonna have Anthony set up a simulation of the wall in your basement. So that once a week you go down there and you have to practice it. And Anthony and Drama and Truck are just gonna be like throwing stuff at you.
Aww.
Or like doing whatever.
No, I mean, I was like, okay. And I promise we're gonna get into the episode in like just a minute, but this is also like obviously crucial information for you guys. I'm laying in bed last night. I'm like, okay, what's my new regime? what is my new schedule? Wake up 5 a.m.
And what is it?
Have a raw egg. Go for a walk. Sub-zero temperatures. That's okay. It'll make you stronger. Go do a cold plunge. Go eat an Olympian breakfast. Okay.
Well, next, Karen, you've already had such a day.
I've had is such that a day. It's 7 a.m. It's 7 a.m. Yeah, that is why. It's 7 a.m. So at 7 a.m., I'm like, okay, now it's time to do some puzzles. So I do the crossword. Okay. I time myself. I do Sudoku. I do Dance Dance Revolution. That's also a puzzle. I do Guitar Hero. I play a little bit of Mario Party. And then I go for my next workout, CrossFit, obviously. I come home. I have oatmeal. That's it. I get on for work. I do some typing. It's 9 o'clock. Obviously, I work straight through to lunch. Lunchtime, you guys wouldn't believe what I have to eat. Big thing of slop. They are training me for the have not week when I might not be able to eat anything delicious. So I'm having slop. That's right, for lunch every day this week. Slop, slop, slop. I go back to work. And then I go to record the podcast and I'm a little bit late, but that's okay. It's because I'm exhausted. It's because I'm getting used to my new routine. I am literally getting used to what I'm doing now. After this, I do have to go to a spin class. And then I'm going to climb some walls. I don't know which walls yet, but whichever ones I see that look like they should be climbed. We're going to choose those ones. And I'm going to finish everything with a memory game. And then I'll go to sleep for 3 hours. But I do have cameras on me at all times. So when I wake up, I'm like training myself to like look absolutely jaw-dropping beautiful. And then I'm timing my... Never mind. That's too much information. Then I also am figuring out how to stave off my period. Not a good idea for me to have one when I'm in the house, so I just won't be. And I won't be getting pregnant either before I go. That's not how I'm doing it. Don't ask. And I got to make all my doctor's appointments, and I probably need to hire a personal trainer. These are things I haven't done yet, obviously. Yeah. So
when will this all start?
Oh, this morning, Phoebe. It started today, of course. No, but I was like, okay, Caroline, you sent in the application. It will film in summer. If they were to call you, it will be summer. So you will need to be ready by summer. And you will need to think, okay, I'm okay with cameras in every room I'm in, seeing me all the time. So you need to start living your life like someone who's going to be on camera all the time in the summer, even if you're not. Even if you're not. Because here's the thing. If you don't prepare now, they will call you. And if you do prepare, you'll never hear from them, but at least you'll be ready. That's like how it works, you know? Anyway, but I don't know. I know I sound ridiculous, but I really do like have this deep fear. It's not as bad this morning as it was last night. But last night I was like, I'm going on Big Brother. And I was like, I was like, okay, who's going to run my social media? Not Phoebe. I was like, not Phoebe and not Mom and not Peyton. Lily. And
Peyton.
Well, maybe Peyton. Peyton FaceTimed me this morning.
She could sense your discomfort in the
like,
night.
She was like, hey, what's wrong? What's going on? Yeah, she faced it. Can we talk about it? It was so funny.
Well, I guess, I mean, obviously it's Kelly.
I think it's probably Kelly because she works in social media. She gets it. She'll understand. But I was also like, you know what? Actually, we had a Road Warrior message last night and say, okay, I'm already going to say the Stan page name. Like, I will have the account made. And I was like, perfect. And they go, Big Brother, then Traitors. And I said, you see the vision. And they said, yes, and I will keep the page active. There might be a little bit of a break. They go, there might be a little bit of a break because, what do they say? I think, they said something about, like, I think they've already cast for the next seasons of Traitors or something. So they're like, it might be season 6 or 7 of Traitors, but I'll keep the page active. And I was like, perfect. So I might not need to hire anyone. Do you also want to do my Jesus personal Christ. Social? Yeah, oh I did put our gosh. Podcast. They asked for all, like, all my social links, but I put our podcast TikTok because... That is my TikTok. But so they'll find out about you. Watch them call you.
Imagine.
Watch them call you. They see your one video that you made of all your fake tricks, and they're like, wait a minute, we got the wrong sister. We need her to compete immediately. Oh, no, you know what it was? Now I remember. The person, the road warrior who messaged said, Taylor Hale, who won a couple seasons ago, said she's in a contract with CBS, so you have to wait a few years. So it's like 2 to 3 years before you can actually go beyond something else. So anyway, I did start the video by saying like, hi, my name's Caroline. I live in Pittsburgh. I'm 29, so I'm just a little baby. But I am an Aries. So by the time I win Big Brother and America's Favorite House Guest, I will be 30. And I said, that's kind of a slay, because starting off that decade of my life, like winning both of those titles is like iconic. And then I said, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to win America's Favorite House Guest, but that's only because I'm going to be an agent of chaos in the house. And then I went on all that. But I thought it was like a little funny.
Oh, perfect.
You don't? You're supposed to say, yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't watch it.
I just did it for you. What's funny is I did show it to Anthony, and I felt like Anthony like didn't see the vision. I showed Anthony my video, which, by the way, I was embarrassed to do. I was not excited to show. And I show him, and he's watching, and he, like, isn't, like, and I'm, like, looking at him, I'm, like.
I think it's hard. It's hard with Big Brother because, like you had to explain to me the personality thing of the
show. Well, and I said that to him because I was, like.
People that don't watch the show, like, they don't necessarily get it.
Right, and that is literally the main thing I thought is, like, if nothing else, they will watch this and think, well, we have an idea of what the confessionals will be like. Like, in the diary room, she won't have a problem, you know? I was like, you have to have, like, a shtick. Like, you have to have, like, a personality that's, like, that's the whole thing. So I just went really heavy-handed on the personality in the video. And I honestly, way too much for my husband. He was like, and that's enough of you. Just kidding, but I wouldn't show it to Kelly.
Do you know that? That Grace Kolkenschmidt video? I don't know if that's how you say her name, but she's like when you're a normal sized girl walking into Brandy Melville, and she walk in and she goes,
hi everyone.
Hey. She goes, easy girl. She goes, I've never seen one like this. Down, girl. That's down.
That's so funny. Easy girl. The easy.
She's like, girl,
it's so funny. Why did they go over clothes in one side? There was nothing okay about any of this.
me walking into Brandy Melville.
Flipping the display racks in Brandy Melville. There's nothing okay about any of this. Oh my God. Anyway, well, pray for me, guys. I don't know if I want you to pray that I get on the show or not. Honestly, at this moment, I'm like, I don't actually know if I want to be on
guys
it
because imagine how fun the podcast would be when she's
well then
there.
I started getting we're stressed gonna... about that Phoebe because then I was like, what are we gonna do for the podcast if I'm there? We're not gonna be
I
able
gotta,
to maintain
I
this.
Got it covered.
No you fucking don't
Yes I do.
Phoebe, who
yes,
like
I do.
Would rather bite her own leg off than let me record a solo episode does not have it handled.
No it's not gonna be solo.
Who's
I'm
gonna
not
be
crazy.
On it with you
listen
okay
to me.
I'm listening.
Fucking listen to me.
Get your finger out of my head. Shut the fuck up and listen. Why did Whitney two times in the finale yell at Lisa across the table? Shut the fuck up and listen to me. She does it twice. She did it two times at the lunch of eight Lisa's and at the final dinner.
And she says listen like instead of an I, it's an A-E.
And fuck. Listen to me. F-O-C-K. Shut the fuck up. Fuck up and listen. It's like so intense. Anyway, you were saying.
I'm going to, for each week, I'll have one of our family members or friends on and we will discuss the episode.
Well, I want to approve the list of people because you might think they're my friends, okay. But I might know they're my friend of me. I say, so oh I don't know God. If they want to see me succeed. I don't know. I guess we can cross that bridge when we come to it. I guess
oh, right,
we
I
can
forgot.
Figure this out.
I Caroline. Caroline's also tricked my body into thinking that she's already
but
on the show.
Can you explain something to me? Why do we both really feel like I'm going to be on it? Because we do.
Don't ask me, ask you.
But you feel like that too for some reason.
Because of you.
And mom feels like that too, and that's not because of me. Mom feels like that's that too because of whatever that is. I don't know what that is, but that's all her. So anyway, guys, I'm just saying
we really need to get into this episode.
Yeah, we're going to start getting the comments. People are like, you guys are talking about everything but Pretty Little Liars. But here's the thing. If you're here listening to our Pretty Little Liars recaps, we don't make you sit through pop culture really anymore, but you can sit through updates on us, okay? That's allowed. It's our show. So there.
Just skip it.
I'm going to do the recap, but I didn't really organize it, so who knows what's about to happen.
This is going to be like a Phoebe recap, because this is going to be like a recap from the show.
Come on. Come on. It's still going to be me, oh me. Me, oh me.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Me, oh me. Okay. All right, guys. So, don't know how you could forget about Aria's obsession with taking photos of creepy dolls. She's like, they just look so much like me. And it's, I can do a self-portrait without actually having to be seen. The flash makes me think of my time in the dollhouse. Anyway, and so she submits them all to this, like, contest, whatever, for an internship. And everyone's like, no, you can't go, because everyone, like, you walk out of the house and you're a headline. And she's like, but Lieutenant Butterscotch, look at my work. And Lieutenant Butterscotch is like, okay, we're crazy not to let her go. Like, the world needs to see this. And Ella's like, are we sure? And Butterscotch is like, I got this. We're going to, like, arm the joint. Well, she fucking butter botched it, as I said. She did not do her job. A got in there ahead of time. A, Charles Reese, fucking whatever, got in there ahead of time. Put up all the morgue pics of the girls, who, by the way, didn't ask for this. They did not apply for this. All the girls are up there, and they turn the lights on, and everybody fucking sees it, and it's very weird. And we're feeling a little bit fishy about Clark. Remember that guy who took her to the junkyard? Anyway, people are really fucking pissed about what happened at the gallery. And that's that. Hannah and Spencer and Emily, though, they do follow Clark to this doll hospital or something, doll shop, I don't fucking know, and he meets Reese.
Abandoned doll factory.
I get them all so confused. The abandoned doll factory, of course. And he meets the guy from the Karasimi group who gave Hannah that scholarship. His name's Reese. Clark and Reese are meeting there. What could be happening? Bad news bears. Allison is back to her old fucking tricks. She is like nurturing, being mama bear to Lorenzo. And as soon as he falls asleep, she takes his badge and goes to the police department and, like, breaks into shit. Lieutenant Butterscotch catches her. Looks like Lorenzo's going to break up with her. It's just like, Allie, have we not learned anything? It was Charles's birthday, and he had a birthday party, because every kid deserves a birthday party, but he was fucking weird about it. He teamed up with Pennywise the Clown, and they had this, like, weird It-themed birthday party at an arcade, but, like, the police came, and Toby was stoned as fuck. He had an entire bag of special garden gummies that were actually Spencer's, unbeknownst to her or him, and he got so fucked up, and he goes in the arcade and he's like wait what, and then everything is absolutely just completely botched at this point, and the girls are like not going to be allowed to go to prom because of it. They just, it's all a mess. Shower and Emily are hot and heavy. They're actually, let me, no pun intended, they are steamy. Shower and Emily are getting steamy. Shower steamy. Anyway, I think that's it.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
We start with a crazy edit.
We actually do. They were like, okay, this is cinematography is what they said.
This is giving Anybody Have a Map from Dear Evan Hansen, the opening number.
Is it? I actually never saw the movie.
Me either. I don't mean in the film. I just mean how I picture it in my head.
Oh, my God, did you guys hear that? Phoebe just said, this is giving, does anybody have a map from Dear Evan Hansen? I was like, I didn't know she's seen it on Broadway. I didn't know she saw the movie. Oh, she didn't? Okay, oh, it's just her own choreography and blocking? Girl. Stop.
This isn't that crazy, because in Anybody Had a Map, we're having two family getting ready scenes happening simultaneously, I assume on the stage. and they're doing the same things, and the moms are finishing each other's sentences and weaving in and out of the scenes from each other.
You know, mom had this idea for me to write a musical about unified college auditions for BFA musical theater programs. She was like, we either need a reality show about it or a musical. And I'm like, why not both?
It would be like
Pork and Noodles.
It would be
shows.
Like the Putnam.
Yeah.
The Putnam spelling bee.
It would?
Whatever the hell it's called. Isn't that how that's set up, kind of? It's like a big spelling bee.
Yeah. It's just not what I had in mind for the Unifieds musical. But anyway, I thought it could open, okay? And we get sort of like, imagine like the Next to Normal house kind of set. Can you see it? It's all like scaffolding and they have all the rooms broken up. Imagine that, but it's all the different hotel rooms of the girls getting ready in the morning. And boys, the girls and gays getting ready. And they're doing like their lip trills. And so like lights up on one girl's flat and she's like curling her hair, doing her lip trills. And then lights up another girl's flat and she's like screaming at her mom. Lights up on like the guy's flat and he's crying because like he spilled coffee on his shirt. Like things like that, you know, and that's the opening number. And then it lights up on everybody and they look front and it's like wall of sound, like na 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 and whatever. And then, but we also do get like the climbing uphill moment from the last 5 years of their auditions where they do their audition song, but then we also get like what's happening here, but then maybe we go behind the table, we get the direct, the cast. I mean, look at this. Guys, someone can take this and run with it. I'm not doing it.
So basically that's what we're seeing here with the girls, because the moms are breaking the news that the school board voted and they're not going to prom.
No.
Sorry, girls.
They're not going to prom.
Easy, and, girl. And down, girl.
No more of that. If you do that again, I won't be able to finish the app. And you know it. And you actually know that. Aria, though, is like, how about they just fill the ballroom with police? Like, this is not too much to ask. It's all about us, right? Like, we should get to have prom. It's fairy tale theme. They can come as the village idiots. And I was like, okay, that's anti-cop propaganda, Aria. Wow.
So her, she, and then we find out that, I also almost forgot that Vivi's name is Veronica, because I forgot that in the Montgomery household, we refer to parents as
by
their
like,
first name.
Because who is Veronica?
Yeah, she goes, Veronica already offered the barn
like
for a makeshift
prom. Scratching my head.
Like,
Vivi. Oh,
right.
Oh, Spencer's
right, they're not
on
nickname
mom.
Basis.
Vivi. Okay. At the Hastings castle. Okay.
Aria hates this idea.
Not as much
these
as Spencer.
Girls are acting, these girls are acting like this barn is like a couple pieces of wood
yeah.
stuck together.
I know. And that's also how I know this is fictional, because you're telling me these kids aren't like, heck yeah, like we're going to go to the rich girl's house and they're going to turn this barn into our own personal prom where we can like dance
we're
without leaving five room and we can get fucked up. Yeah, like you can't get wasted at, well, I guess some people can get wasted at prom, but you can't if you go to Mount Lebanon
well,
High School.
Bridget Wu did.
She's 85% tequila and her dress is on backwards, according to Emily. So,
and she should have gone with the zipper, I heard.
That's what I heard. It actually is crazy, though, that like, you know, like our prom is like the only prom in the world that's 10 p.m. to 5 in the morning.
Which I think they stopped doing, which I think is shitty.
Wait,
I think that was kind of like
did?
A rite of passage.
I feel like last year that's what it was.
They did a couple. Yeah. For Mark's little sister's.
Was that like COVID though?
Was, no, because Lily was going to prom.
Lily
COVID.
Did until.
They did one outside and then they did one at the Sheridan instead of the William Penn.
Yeah.
And I think they stopped. They changed the way that they did it when Mrs. Colco left.
Guys, it used to be you would like go to dinner. It was like the longest night of
that
your
was
life.
Epic.
You would, but it was also like.
And it was amazing.
You started glam. Never forget. Oh my God. My first prom when I went and got my hair done. And it was so bad. It was so fucking bad. And so Caitlin's hairdresser did mine last minute too. And then I was afraid to post pictures because I didn't want the hairdresser to see that I went and got my hair redone for prom. But like,
oh my God.
You have the whole day, whatever, you get ready and then you go to dinner and then you go to your limo, whatever. And then like you just drive around in the party bus until 10 p.m. And like, I don't even think we did get drunk before either of my proms, because it's like you're there. You're going to be like sobering up at the prom,
and every single parent and teacher
you know
you've ever known
there.
In your entire life
yeah.
is greeting you from the second you get into the hotel
yeah,
to when you get to the elevator to when you're in the elevator to when you get upstairs
to when you're waiting in
it
line
was
for public everything
something.
It's crazy. Anyway, okay, so Vivi's gonna throw this gathering, and then it turns out the school board actually is like, yeah, and you know what, while we're at it, no commencement either, they're going to graduate, but they won't be able to walk. And Emily goes, great, we'll be walking to the mailbox. And it's like, that is actually fucked
up. I am a little bit like, I think the graduation is a little much.
It is.
Prom, it's like I can kind of put myself, but I still think I'm like, that's really shitty.
If I'm the girls, and I'm way more upset about prom than I am about commencement. But like, you should let me go to commencement.
I also love that later on we find out that Sarah Harvey actually does get to go to her school's prom.
I know.
And I like that the community all together has realized that A didn't actually want anything to do with Sarah. Sarah was,
yeah.
A is not interested in continuing
Sarah
to pursue
was
Sarah.
Collateral damage. They're like, okay, the issue is these girls. Is it Aria? No, it's Spencer who goes, the barn isn't big enough for us, our dates, and our poofy dresses. And Vivi goes, open a window.
Roll up a rug.
Okay, does she say both?
She does. She's, you know, because she's at first she says, not the barn, it's covered in Melissa.
Oh yeah.
And then Vivi goes, roll up a rug. And then she says the line about the poofy dresses, which, sorry, poofy dress is not something that Spencer Hastings would say.
And it's not something she wore either.
And frankly, not a lot. Only Allie really had a
poofy
dress.
Well, Hannah's was poofy.
Not, but it wasn't like, when I'm picturing poofy, it's like, Hannah's was still. Like,
it had a big skirt. No, it wasn't.
It had like a.
It had a tulle skirt.
I know it had a tulle skirt, but it wasn't as big as Allie's.
No, but that is a poofy dress. None of the other girls had a poofy dress, but Hannah and Allie did. We go to the brew, and everyone's there, and we're all just thinking about how it could possibly get worse. And Allie's like, well, guys, I mean, even if we did get to go, no one would want to hang out with us. We don't have any friends. And we know that Charles has a thing for formals, so, like, and that is true.
And Spencer says, my mom said she'd put up
Twinkle lights.
And now Aria's,
and now Aria's sold.
In. She's like,
oh, well, I'll be there.
Wait, guys,
I don't
this
know
could
if you
be
heard.
Good.
And also, I have to say, when I saw Aria's dress, I was like, and this is the dress that was practically made for Twinkle Lights. I know you're like in Snow White cosplay, but it's not giving like the fairy tale vibe you think it's giving, Aria.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's giving. This isn't another Snow White story.
So then Lorenzo walks in and there's like a very awkward vibe between him and Allie. And Emily's like, he's going to forgive you. And I love that now that Emily has another love interest, she's like, Allie, I'm really rooting for you guys. Like, it's going to be totally fine. I'm like, this is out of character. And then I realize she's been snogging Shower. So that's why she's fine with this. That's why she can stomach
snogging
this.
Snogging is crazy. And then Allie gets up to go to the bathroom and gets a text that says, better be at prom. It's our last chance to dance. Come alone. XO. Charles.
Did you notice?
And suddenly Allie's like, wait.
I'll be there. Why is Allie?
The girl's got the dollhouse. The girl's got the dollhouse, and now it's my turn.
Allie's, yeah.
She's so
yeah,
jealous
my big
of
moment.
The attention that
you're
the girls
right.
Get.
That is what this is. Allie is literally giving cruel intentions, though. Like, I'm sorry. Are you in love with Charles? Why are you like, okay, perfect. As long as I can slow dance with my brother.
Like,
did you
what?
Notice, though? I'm actually shocked. I was like waiting to see if you were going to bring it up, which makes me think you didn't notice. Because if you had, I can't imagine you would not have brought this up.
Well, we kind of skipped around. What did you say?
Allie's fingernails?
I did write that down.
Okay, why is Allie a Steelers fan? Does she bleed black and
they
gold?
Look, no, but they look terrible.
They
actually look
like
they,
done,
look
like
the kind
herself.
Of nails. They look like the kind of nails that like one of the older elementary school Yinzer teachers would have during
Steelers.
Oh Steeler
my god,
season.
That was evil, but yes. Who looked like the thick, but like back when we were in elementary school, so like what was in was like the thick nail, like the short nails, and then it's like the thick tip. You know what I mean? And it's like a thick, guys, it looks like
it
someone
looks like
did it haphazardly.
Like
yeah,
you know
they look like
I mean?
These are not, it's not like a gel manicure, okay? These weren't done in a salon. No. And I'm like, don't
we have to
get
see
ahead
hands
of yourself.
Multiple times.
Yes. I'm like, don't get ahead of yourself. If you're not, it's fine to like not give these girls a professional manicure for every episode, but then we don't need to be like trying things out. Like we could have stopped at the yellow sparkly nail polish, the neon sparkly yellow nail polish. We could have stopped there. For this episode, we didn't need to add the nasty half-inch black tips.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So anyway, just had to mention that.
And
the fact that they wanted yeah, us to see them. Like, we get so many hand close-ups of
we
her.
Get so many shots
I'm like,
of her.
I don't
her
need
her
this.
Answering her texts. Aria's been calling Clark a ton of times, trying to, like, get the deal on what's going on.
She's like, it's weird. My phone only works in the brew. I can only call Clark here. And I say, Clark. And I make sure everyone can hear that I'm saying a man's name.
And Ezra's like, shouldn't the police be doing that? And she's like, I've thought a lot of people were connected to Charles. Just look at Andrew.
And I'm also like, yeah, just look in the mirror, Z. Arya, you've thought he was literally. A. Like, what? So Arya's like, I'm not going to go to... Oh, because Ella comes in and is like, I'm so excited. Have you checked your email? You won first place in the contest.
I'm like, does Ella have access to Arya's email?
She must.
Have you checked your email?
Well, that's also why I'm like, so if you have access to her email, we didn't know about A before. Maybe it's a new thing. Like post Dollhouse. She's like, and I have to have all your passwords. Like our mom did.
And Arya, oh, she never had mine.
Wait, are you kidding?
I don't
Mom,
think so.
Wait, what? Hang on. Mom never had your passwords to anything? Mom had my password to everything there could be a password to. I mean everything. Everything.
Caroline, we were different kinds of kids.
I just also, like, before I was even demonstrating that I was a certain type of kid, she had my passwords. She had my passwords, like, before it was ever...
Well, I mean, she may have had, like, my first email password. She probably knew it. Like, I have one password for
okay, I'm not talking about your first email password. Mom having my Facebook password was scary. Not gonna lie. I did a lot of flirting
on Facebook.
Especially
when you were always texting Asher.
I know.
Asher is online.
Oh my God. I just told that story to Kelly like in full. And she's like, I need you to show me a picture of this person. I couldn't find him. He's completely gone. He's like erased from the internet. He blocked me.
Fake.
He's like, stop talking about me on your podcast by name. Stop saying my government name on your extremely successful podcast. Anyway.
So...
Arya's like, I can't go.
Ella tells,
like,
Arya that she won a first prize and that she will get an internship. She goes, there's an internship and cash prize waiting for you in LA.
Okay. Starts the Monday after school ends. And she's like, okay, but if the police haven't caught Charles, like, I can't go. And for the first time ever, Arya thinks about somebody else. She goes, what about my friends? No one can move on until this is over. And I was honestly, like, shocked to hear her say that. I'm like, there must be some ulterior motive that she doesn't want to go for some reason. But it was a nice little moment to see Arya give a fuck about somebody else.
How classic is her moment later when it comes to LA and flights to LA?
Oh, my. I'm like, did they realize what they were doing in the writer's room? Did they realize how...
These last three episodes have been, like...
proving
perfect.
Our point. We didn't even have this podcast back then. So they did not get the idea from us.
So they're talking about prom and Ezra goes, would it help if I were there? And she goes, you said you didn't want to go, remember?
And then she,
remember?
Right. Well, she's like, and for all we know, Charles is in Spencer's barn right now installing a lethal disco ball. Ella looks at Arya and goes, you need a sandwich, and gets up. I'm sorry.
That is okay. I'm
something
sure
you and I can't relate to.
But mom does this sometimes because she will, like, decide that we have a new personality trait, mm-hmm. and she will just, like, start noting it. And anytime I'm irritable, she goes, Phoebe's hangry. I'm not one to get hangry. I don't get more irritable when I'm hungry, really.
You must. You just don't realize it.
No, because it's not hungry. It's like, mom, no, I'm just irritated.
Oh, you're just easily annoyed. Okay. As long as you know you're easily annoyed.
But have you noticed that with mom that sometimes she'll just, like, decide that there's a part of it. She'll be like,
yes.
Oh, Phoebe's just hangry.
Yes, but...
like, it's something that we've been since we were a kid.
But also, I was gonna say, I'm like, anytime I've ever snapped at mom, the response has never been, you need to eat something. Let me tell you that. The response has never been, you need a sandwich or you're hangry. It's been, ghost! It's been, how dare you? So I was like, oh, I can't relate to this. And then you basically said you do relate, so.
Anyway, so Ezra says that the only reason he said no was because he thought he'd have to share a punch bowl with his students. And as long as he doesn't have to dress like a troll, he's good to go.
It's like, hey, Ezra, you still have to share a punch bowl with your students, by the way. If you're in Spencer's barn, you are still with your students. A whole bunch of them.
And so... we go to Rosewood Times Square and Caleb is going to New York for his dad to see his dad and help him with some stuff. And he actually says that I know that he ends up being sweet later.
Yeah.
But the way that he talks, like, Hannah is trying so hard to not make it seem like prom is important to her in this moment. But you can tell that it is and that she's going to want her date to be there. And Caleb goes, a prom. We're going to be sitting in Spencer's barn in sweats watching movies. We can do that anyway.
Yeah, he was like, everyone's missing it. Not just you. Not just me and you. And then he like goes around and puts something in his car and she looks in his bag and she sees, as she calls it, an industrial strength laptop. And when he comes back, she's like, why are you bringing that? And he's like, oh, my dad wanted me to bring it. He has all these excuses.
He's
and
becoming Hannah's a bit of a techno geek.
Becoming. He's been. But Hannah's just not buying
it. No, that's what he says about his dad.
Oh, his dad. But the one thing, though, is like, I do think it's low-key weird that he even is like, I'll miss it. Because he comes back and he knew he was going to come back for it. So why even make her feel bad? You know what I mean? Like, why?
Especially when you didn't know that she was gonna like be at the school.
Yeah.
Like it would just be that you'd be going back to spa. I don't know. It's very weird.
Cause then she like, if you just could have made her feel a little bit, I mean, I just feel like it's weird to purposely
he
make
made
someone
her suspicious.
Sad. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like sad.
He made her sad
for
and
no
suspicious.
Reason. You didn't have to. You knew you were coming back. So, like,
which means you wouldn't have had to tell her about the job later if you had just like
been like, yeah, and I'll be back. But then also like he could have also just said like, I'm going to have a job interview today. Like, I mean, he honestly, if he was going to be right back, because we all know New York's just a day trip for them, like, he didn't have to say anything. He would have just gone. They don't have Find My Friends. Well, he does.
That's true. Well, he does. Some of them do. Some of the characters do. So we go. I'm so glad that we're almost hopefully done having to sit through these fucking Sarah and Emily scenes.
Oh, my God. It's just like, if I'm going to have
Sarah
to keep seeing them, annoying. I need a little bit more depth out of the relationship, you know?
And it's like Emily, Shay Mitchell is trying so desperately to have chemistry that works with her. But it's just not.
And
landing.
The other thing is Shower is just like not being that nice either. Like, Emily's like, do you want to go to prom? They're working on her bike, and that's when Emily's like, go to prom with me, and immediately Shower acts weird. And it's like, okay, if you were already going to your prom, you could have just been like, oh my God, I want to go so bad, but I'm doing, like, you didn't have to be quiet for 15 Mississippis and make Emily think you fucking hate her and like that disgusts you, you know? It was literally giving, like, not really, but I don't know how to tell you. And Emily's like, okay, then. And Emily starts, like, getting nervous. She still says nothing. And then finally she's like, my prom's the same night I told my friends I'd go. We'll do something special another time.
And I am like, okay, so you're just, she's just good with Claire again.
Yeah. I'm also like, if I'm Emily, I'm like, I mean, I want you to go to your prom with your friends, but also, like, we're doing it, right?
We were literally in a bunker.
Literally in a bunker together, and we've also literally been together. So
we're snogging,
okay? Okay. I'll just say
okay,
it.
Okay, fine. And now we've said it.
Snogging shower. Okay, we're snogging. I'm snogging in the shower. I've been doing some shower snogging, okay? Me and Phoebe Connell taught me all about it because she is a splendiferous super slut and she taught me all about shower snogging. I just had to do one more because he said it in the beginning of the ep. So it's like, just in case anyone didn't hear me say it another
time. I'm going to sue Caroline for defamation. This is
crazy. For $400 million?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know what? I am going to hire Melissa Nathan to start a smear campaign about Phoebe Connell. You're going down.
You know what? Well, you know what? I'm Khaleesi and I've got dragons just to wait. Their names are Ryan Reynolds, and Blake Lively,
and redacted.
And Taylor Swift.
Well, I like that Taylor's name is the only name redacted from the lawsuit.
She said, hey, Blake, I need you to dial it down.
She's like, but also I want you to know, I've read the text, but now I've read all of it. Not all of it, but I've read a lot of it now. And I don't think the texts are that bad.
Did you hear the rumor that Taylor Swift disinvited Blake from the Chiefs game this past week?
Yeah. I'm like, maybe, but Blake's got to understand. And I'm like, Blake didn't want to go. I don't believe Blake was trying to leave the house. Also, like, girl, she's probably not trying to be, like, out and about right now. She's going to get, like, egged.
Bad luck.
You know? Like, or worse, expelled. Anyway.
Okay, you said that, like, drama.
You're going to get us killed. Or worse, expelled. What's that from?
Say it like drama, though.
Okay,
well, that's how you
I
said
was
it
being
at
Hermione
first.
Granger. You gotta get us killed or worse, expelled. Expelled. That's drama. You're gonna get us killed or worse, expelled. I got a Brooklyn accent because Mama lived in New York for a little bit. She lived in New York, and so now I have a Brooklyn accent. Everyone's like, Drama, you're making it up. And I'm like, how would you know? I'm walking here. And then they're like, oh, he is from New York. And it's like, what do we say that?
That was for you, Gibson and Addie. This is the scene that we got a preview of on Tuesday's episode. Yes. Because we're outside the police station.
Spencer!
And Spencer's lying in wait for Toby.
Yes.
Who I don't think is even really all that mad at Spencer because he's like kind of
chilling. He's kind of like, I'm getting
and
a vacation.
Actually,
I'm off
and
work
he actually
for a
has,
bit.
He has a down girl moment in a second. With Lorenzo, because okay, so they're talking, and she's like, "They cannot suspend you," and that's when Toby goes, "Spencer," and then Lorenzo comes out, and he has his asshole edit.
Spencer's like, "This is not okay," and Lorenzo goes, "There's nothing okay about any of this," and then he walks right to his car. There is, and I also.
And his
Lorenzo turns out is suspended indefinitely, and Spencer's like, "Well, I can help you too. I'll go in there." And Lorenzo's like, "Girl, stay the
hell away from me." Lorenzo says, "They're not interested in anything you have to say," and that's when Toby goes, "All right,
easy girl, easy girl. He starts like petting. Why do it's like the petting a horse, like literally.
Yeah, that's what it
that's
is.
That's so funny. And Spencer, or Toby's like, you know what? This is for the best because now Charles knows we're closing in on him.
I literally wrote down girl in my notes.
That's
before
so
I even
funny.
Knew
I need you to find the video
reference.
And send it to me. Anyway, Lorenzo says to Spencer something, as Phoebe said, he's in his asshole edit. He says, "They're not interested in anything you have to say." Okay, then. Well, you know what? How about I let them tell me that, low? I can't believe that. Loser low.
We go to the Marin Manor, and Emily and Hannah are talking, and Hannah is gonna call Caleb's dad. I love when Hannah is Meredith Marks vibes again, because she just like is like she has an idea and she's just like she's no one can talk her down from it,
I guess. Yeah, true. Sure. I don't think she's like Meredith. There, I said it.
Well, she's not really
no,
like Meredith.
I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I didn't yes and you right there. I always do. That's what
but
I'm
I
known
mean,
for.
Last week, yeah, right. Last week, you're known for nobodying me.
I'm known for saying yes and Phoebe. You're right. Which, by the way, if you listen to Tuesday's episode, she was wrong.
I was wrong.
No, Phoebe, I knew you were going to do this. I knew Phoebe's going to be like, well, I was wrong, but actually, I wasn't really wrong because it's like, no.
No, that's not what I was going to say. That's not what I was going to say. I was going to say, yeah, I was wrong about that. But Caroline was also wrong about something in the episode, and she was wrong about something a couple weeks ago.
What was I wrong about yesterday?
The podcaster.
Oh, we both kind of came to it at the end. I asked. I said, was it? And then I said, I hope it is.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
So I wasn't actually wrong.
Amber felt the need to correct you today.
Well, and then she sent a million other messages, and she was like, oh my God, yeah, I wish it was him too. So she was listening and responding as she was listening, Phoebe. Listen,
But yeah, guys, in case you were wondering, Caroline does know that it's not Rowan Cummings Castle.
If I correct it in the, yeah, I do know that now. I was wrong about that. That is true. And I'll own it. I'm just not wrong that much. So it's like, I just, you know, look, and that's why I'm going to win big brother.
Okay.
Like, what if I'm eliminated first?
Oh, my God. You can't let that out.
If
you
I'm eliminated,
come out.
I mean,
you cannot.
What's a respectable time to be eliminated?
The end?
No, Phoebe, stop. It's not always about
jury?
That. You know that. Okay, you think jury. Here's what I want. I either want to be. To make it till like the week before jury. So I'm in the house long enough, but I don't have to be stuck with them. Like, cause if you're going to cut me, like I kind of low key, unless it's like the end, I don't want to be in the jury house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'll come back to my life if I'm going to be cut, you know, but, or in the jury house, but you know what I mean? I think I'd be okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it'd suck, but I think I'd be okay with it if it was like right before the jury house.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I agree.
Sorry,
so,
guys.
Emily is like, why don't you just ask Caleb directly? And Hannah says, there is no directly. And then she goes outside to call Caleb's dad. Ashley comes in with a necklace from her grandmother to give to Hannah because Ashley wore it to her prom and she's hoping that Hannah will wear it to her prom. And Emily says, oh.
Emily?
She's wearing sweats.
I like forget sometimes that Emily and Ashley have like a really good relationship. They're super close. Because yeah, I was like,
she
okay,
doesn't even.
Em's like, Hannah's
she doesn't
not
even
fucking
have
wearing
a moment
that.
Of like, aw.
I know, literally. And then Ashley's like, Emily, why isn't Caleb coming? And Emily tells her that he's in New York and everyone's just kind of scattered. And Ashley's like, I'm just, you guys have been robbed of so much. And like, you have one senior prom. It doesn't really matter where it is. You should put on those dresses and feel beautiful. Oh, Ashley, Maren, yeah. I love you. So Hannah comes back in and Caleb's not in New York. And she goes, he packed that Wambo laptop because he's going to hunt A by himself. He's AWOL and now he's gone all vigilante and he still doesn't think he'll get himself killed.
That is Meredith Marks.
Yeah, you're right. That is Meredith Marks.
So then we go to the De Laurentiis dungeon and Allie. Okay, it took me a long time to figure out what I was looking at because we get this close up of this phone that has the screen on it as if you're the one calling
yeah.
someone.
Except that it also says blocked ID. So it's like, and then I was like, is this Hannah's phone? Like, are we still with Hannah? It was confusing. And then Allie walks in the room and you see.
And it's Charles.
So she
calling Allie.
We don't get his side of the phone call. And I kind of feel like his side of the phone call is just silence. But yeah, they're just breathing. She's like, I can't go to the school prom. I'm not going to be there. And then he doesn't say anything. And someone like walks by the window.
Charles may as well throw his Wambo cell phone through the window at Allie's
head. Hey, dude,
head.
Why bother blocking the number if you're just going to be outside the window, like waving? Like, why? Exactly. Oh, my God.
So then we go to the brew. And I thought Spencer was waiting for Toby, but no.
Spencer.
She was waiting for Lorenzo. And this is, no, but this is a good friend.
You're right. It is actually. I was surprised by this moment for Spencer.
Me too. Because I was forgetting that the first time Allie showed interest in Lorenzo was when she was talking
to
Spencer.
Yeah, and Spencer
about
was
it.
Like, it moved Spencer for sure. And then I think also, like, they have seen this change in Allie. I actually think a big part of what they're seeing in Allie change is the way that she's, like, curious about and feeling sorry for her brother, for Charles. Like, I feel like it's a little bit of, like, she
who's this girl?
Even though it really bothers them and like you know whatever I think it's like this just isn't the Allie that they knew and I think right. It's like a sobering moment for Allie too because there's this part of her that there has to be a part of her that's like what if I had just like opened my fucking eyes when I was younger you know like could I have stopped any of this from happening to yeah. my family to my friends like and so I think she feels, I mean, again, I'm like, if I'm the girls, I'm like, shut the fuck up. He's not your brother. Like, this is enough. But I do think when they are looking for something to humanize this person who has been like, she's been such an enigma, you know, she hasn't like even felt real or tangible to anybody for a long time. So this kind of humanizes her right. in a way, I think.
And so Lorenzo comes up to Spencer and is like, sorry, my therapist is a talker. Dude.
Physical therapist. Physical therapist.
Oh, I just your therapist.
Because then Spencer's like, well, how is your arm? And like, whatever. And so then Spencer's like, I just want to talk.
I just thought she was asking generally because it is her fault. His arm was hurt.
He's like, yes, I'm one of those guys. I'm in therapy. Let's stop the stigma.
I'm one of those guys that says when I make someone
uncomfortable
and I don't know it.
I'm the man who's standing at the other side saying, when a woman says me too, I'm going to say I'm sorry. Did you listen to the Vile Files, by the way?
No, I need to, though.
Listen to this, though, really quick. Nick plays his TED Talk and, like, pauses and responds to, like, each point. And literally
ooh,
one...
Especially knowing that Nick knows him.
I know. And one of the things is like,
I just wish that
Nick goes,
Nick
pull up a TED Talk. Nick goes, well, Justin's still suing everybody and is going on and on about this. And then goes, pull up the TED Talk. And I was like, oh my God. He plays it. And the first thing Justin says is, what does he go? He says, like, I pretend to be someone I'm not all the time. And Nick goes, I believe that. And like every single line Nick like responded to. It was
I just
crazy.
Wish that Nick wasn't
I know.
So polarizing in terms of his takes because
people are
it
like
would be better
ripping him apart though.
Opinion.
And but here's yeah, an interesting sure. thing which I'll talk more about on the Patreon, but apparently Vile Files is sponsored by Mint Mobile, which is Ryan Reynolds' mobile phone company. So
oh,
people are
tough.
Like, is this why I know? And you know, Nick's like obsessed with Ryan Reynolds. He like is always like, yeah, people say I look like him. You know how he's like obsessed with that, and he like met him once and he was like starstruck and it was this whole thing.
Oh.
So no, it could be a little bit of that, but Nick's not really the type to like, like, I feel like if he...
If there's one thing about Nick is that he's blunt, yeah, and he's, like, he's kind of like...
He's not really, like, a sellout in that way. Like, I think he wouldn't...
No.
Yeah.
So, they're talking, and Spencer's in Wing Woman era, and she is, like,
She's like, listen, so they're trying, it was stupid, impulsive, yeah, it was terrible for her to do, but she didn't think it through. And he goes, I think that she did. And he says, all I have heard about her is that she is a master planner and manipulator, and I gave her more than a chance, and look where we are. And it is like, well, when you put it like that.
Spencer has this Aria-like moment where Lorenzo like looks like he's not going to engage in the conversation, and she goes, look. And then she sits down and takes a deep breath, and she goes, Lorenzo.
She says,
and then she talks about it.
I've been used and abused by that girl more than I can possibly count. She's changed. She's been through so much. She's desperate. And I know that she needs you. And he says, she got what she needed.
Ooh. And she says, Allie's never had anyone like you in her whole life. Someone who saw something vulnerable and genuine. And he's like, I can't forgive her yet.
She goes, there's no way you could ever forget. Like, she's literally like pushing, like she's pushing this so hard, which is just so unlike her. Like, I expect this to be
Emily.
And then
she tells him about their promette, and she's like, maybe you could surprise her. Maybe you could surprise yourself.
And I was like, okay, so
that, Spencer,
that's the line from Spencer's valedictorian speech that Aria helped her write. And now Spencer's like all pissed because she doesn't get to go to commencement, so she can't give the speech. So she's like, I better use it somehow. She's like throwing the phrases and piecemeal like wherever she can to just see like.
She basically gives it to Toby later.
Yeah.
So then we go to the Hastings Castle. Question. And it's Verona. And then we. What?
Is this where the like wine drunk Pretty Little Liars mom's podcast came from?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And
cute.
This becomes like a big joke because we never find out how they got out of the basement.
Are you serious?
And that becomes like a big like thing. That's like a big part of their joke.
Okay.
On that podcast,
you know what
I think
we need
was
to
about
do?
How they never got out of the basement.
We should do one of our like. We're thinking of doing a new segment on Patreon where we like dive into like Pretty Little Liars stuff. And that should be one of them. Like how do we think they got out? Who let's each come up with like, how do they get out of that basement and like see and talk about that? Cause that's a really good one. I think
that's crazy.
We never find
funny.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, I think it was probably just Ken came home and was like,
oh yeah, because they get out in this episode, don't they?
I don't think they do.
I don't. Okay. Well, let's keep going and we'll find out. Cause I don't remember.
So, Vivi has prepared, like, insane food, but it's not for the girls. It's for them. The girls are getting nachos.
There's, like, seafood.
And Ella goes, I know Aria was not too happy about me being 30 feet away from her prom. And Vivi goes, well, you were closer than 30 feet when you were a teacher.
Vivi hates Ella. And I'm like, I get it. And here's what's so funny. So then Pam Fields walks in. And
Pam, Ashley, and Vivi have their own group chat.
I hope. I'm loving them. I'm loving the three of them. They hear thunder. There's like a storm. And Ashley goes, well, it could be Hannah parking. And I'm like, oh, you guys didn't come together? You guys didn't come here together?
That made me laugh so hard. Because Ella goes, what was that? Was that thunder? What was that? And Ashley goes, probably Hannah parking.
It's so funny.
And I was like, okay, that's how mom talks about me.
So Phoebe's like, okay, who wants to be bad? Should we have a glass of Cabernet? And everyone's like, no.
And Ella's the first to say no. She jumps right. She goes, I'm good.
Ella's like, I don't mix them with my tranquilizers. I shouldn't mix it.
Everybody thinks she's making the responsible decision, but she's just already on something.
Yeah, she's like, I'm way too far gone to start wine now.
And I respect this about Vivi. She goes, okay,
well,
she's not like, oh right, better not. She's like, well, I'm not driving.
Yeah,
fuck you guys.
And then everyone was like, okay, you know what? And I'm like, can we not be like that? Like, she opened the bottle. She obviously wanted to have it. She had the wine glasses out. Like, just say yes. It's not heroin.
Yeah.
Like, no one's gonna be like, oh my god, if you say yes. Like, it was so ridiculous. I thought, oh my god.
It's like, you guys may as... You didn't plan on chaperoning your daughter's prom. You guys may as well enjoy the night.
It's okay, you guys. Yeah. So then Allison shows up in a yellow dress. Shocker. It looks like she's not sticking to the 2025 resolutions that I wrote for her. That Sarah Shepard loved, by the way. She specifically loved the one that said, wear less yellow. But Allie, like, looks back in the window, waves at the moms. And then we see that there's someone in a mask and a red coat in the bushes. And then when the moms look away, Allie makes a run for it into the bushes. And it's just like, okay, I'm a little bit tired. I'm a little bit tired of your bullshit, Allie. Girl.
Especially in this backyard.
Yes.
In the rain.
Yes.
In the thunder.
Meanwhile, in the barn, Ezra's taking pictures of the girls. And they're trying to figure out, like, where Caleb is. Hannah's super distracted. She asks Toby to call in a favor. And he's like, yeah, I'm not really being given favors.
Toby is actively hanging up a disco ball. And I'm like, okay, moms.
You couldn't have done this.
We couldn't have gotten in this barn and, like, made it look super special and great. They were just, the prom that they had in the bunker was cooler.
I agree. I have a hard time believing that Ashley Marin, actually, I have a hard time believing that Pam, Ella, and Ashley, but mostly Pam and Ashley, did not get together and come in and start decorating earlier. Can you imagine Vivi? I think Vivi would have, like, hired someone. Vivi would have been like, think of that. Okay. Like, I just think Vivi, like, didn't think of it. You know what I mean? But, like, I feel like they're, like, Ashley and Pam are such, like, girl moms. You know what I mean? That they would just, like, be on that, I feel like. That's, like, what our mom would do. And then there might be a mom who's like, oh, you know?
Yeah, our mom would have gone. Well, first of all, she would have, like, probably set the school on fire.
Well, we wouldn't be at because they wouldn't let us go, 100%. So right. Hannah's makeup also looks kind of crazy. It's, like, giving Black Swan.
I kind of like that. I kind of like everybody's look.
I do like except it, but for, it's a little bit crazy.
Except for two peoples.
Allison.
And Aria.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I didn't hate Aria's look. I just was like, it's not what I expected. And it was not her signature silhouette. You said it was.
I thought it was, but it wasn't.
Yeah. Hannah, honestly, dressed the most like Aria if it were a different color scheme. Hannah's in knee-high lace-up, like, period boots that are cream-colored with her high-low poofy dress. We only get, like, one shot of them. It's crazy. I'm also pretty sure I am breaking a fever right now. Like, I am sweating right now, and I was so...
Well, your body is also probably not used to the heat.
No, the heat's been on for over a week. I was so cold when we started this. I was freezing, and I am, like, sweating now. Anyway, sorry, guys.
Well, the moms are gossiping, and I need to queen out with them.
This is actually crazy because they're like, how did Jessica hide this for so long? And I'm like, you know, this felt so good. How long have they been like, we just talk about what the fuck is going on in our lives? Like, how is this our life? Like,
there's like this unspoken rule that we can't talk about.
I'm like, you guys need to do this once a week. Like, you know, I that's how I feel. And so they're gossiping.
If this was our mom and a bunch of our friends' moms, they'd be at Mediterra once a week loudly talking.
Yes.
About this.
Yes. Houlihan's, actually, you know, the booth. So Vivi just starts, like, unloading. She's like, oh, you cannot compare yourself to those people. Like, Jason didn't even know he was. And then she spills the wine and she goes, oh, I spilled. And Ella goes, not enough.
Not enough.
So then Aria sees an alert on Z's phone. And I have to tell you, Phoebe, I didn't see it was a flight to LA. I just saw, like, flight to, like, Philadelphia. Is he flying out of Philly to LA? Like, what?
Yeah. Okay. Philly to LAX is what it says on there.
And she sees it and, like,
See this moment of Aria. You see this moment of Aria going, oh, great.
I am like, did she look at the date? Like, I know. But I'm wondering, I mean, we might have thought that, like, if we were in that situation and, like, he just found out. But it would be crazy for him to have bought a plane ticket before I bought a plane ticket. Like, you don't know what dates it is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know? That's exactly what I'm like. I think I would probably talk myself. Yeah. I might think it. I might think it for a millisecond. But
1 second, yeah.
I'm certainly not bringing it up to him and telling him. I'm certainly not bringing it up to him that in a way that's not a form of a question.
Also, because he's not my boyfriend. He's literally not my boyfriend.
I probably wouldn't lead with, I don't want you to follow me to LA.
It's so, he's like, oh, good, because I literally have no desire to do that. Yeah, so Emily then shows everyone the Bridget Wu photo we were talking about, and they're like,
well, she goes up to show Aria this picture. And this is as soon as Aria is reeling from this information, and she expects everybody in the room to take count of her energy and be like, oh.
She's like, does anyone feel like the energy shifted in the room? Just me? Okay. No one else feels it? Got it. And she's like, I knew you were my real friends.
So Emily's like, she's looking at the picture and saying it like this, and she holds it up to Aria to show, and Aria like doesn't look at it, and she needs Emily to watch Aria like breathe in and be like, yeah, wow,
yeah.
Sorry.
Emily's like, annoyed. Emily say,
where'd you go just now?
Yeah, literally. She did. Emily's like, okay. And then she's like, where's Allison? Like, and this is so funny.
Allie would want to see this.
Emily goes, where do you think? She likes to make an entrance. I'm like, okay. Not here.
Emily, you're in a relationship.
Where do you think? She likes to make an entrance. Like, okay. Not like, okay, whatever. Anyway. We're at the prom.
Real prom. Disturbia is playing.
Okay, maybe that's why I wrote this. Because I wrote, it seems to be Disturbia themed, not Happily Ever After. Because it is like a creepy ass. It's like giving the Brothers Grimm like fairy tale forest.
Yeah, it's giving iconic. Like Once Upon a Time scary.
All the like
I
trees.
Really like
what was the budget for this? It looks so good.
Also, the woods that Allie goes into later is giving, this is the second or third freaking Pretty Little Liars dance that's given the vibes of a Cinderella story.
Yeah.
When,
where she comes
Chad
down
Michael
the
Murray
step.
Murray goes
like,
to find Hilary Duff.
Oh, and there's like the outdoor. The woods. It's also giving Twilight. You all know the scene, Flightless Bird, American Mouth, gazebo dancing.
Yes.
So Clark.
Allie arrives and she stands up there. She stands up there for long enough to make sure everybody in that school sees that she's there, which is exactly what the girls do later.
And that,
we're not trying to sneak in here.
I know. And that is her that is her complete and total also a Cinderella story moment, where they have the moment of Cinderella standing at the top of the steps. That we've had that at every school dance in Pretty Little Liars. We've had a moment where they enter and they look around the room like everyone
like,
is
where the
staring
fuck
at
are
me.
We?
I know.
Where are we?
So Clark is the photographer, sees Allie and like freezes, but Allie's like does not even know him and walks right by him.
And the goat,
and so does Red Coat.
The goat that was following Allie in the red coat is there as well.
The goat mask, I'm guessing you mean.
Phoebe,
I thought
it was implied that there was not a goat.
Phoebe,
this isn't Severance.
Phoebe, we don't know. Phoebe. Phoebe. This is a crazy show. Okay, we're in the forest. Who knows? It could be a forest goat. It could be a grim forest goat. Believe this. Then we go back to the bar and the girls are sitting on the couch. They're looking at pictures of people judging outfits, which this does seem like a lot of fun. And they say, Lucas.
I know, I said, why would this kind of eat for prom instead of even going?
They go, Lucas took Jenna to prom. They're standing next to each other holding hands. And then Spencer goes, no, she's tipping him. She probably thinks he Ubered her there. I'm sorry, that's crazy.
And Toby has this moment of laughing.
It's so funny. And then they zoom in the back.
And then we see, then
what's my
then
wondering eyes appear?
We see a pic from AdamBomb26, which I don't think is a username that would be allowed on the platform Instagram.
Probably not.
AdamBomb. The caption is, that's right, be jealous. It's a picture of him and his date. AdamBomb and his date.
Oh my God, I didn't notice
the caption.
And in the
back, perfectly framed is Allie in a standstill.
Perfectly framed and posed.
Like, okay, to the person.
And posed. She's in high def, okay? She's in like, what is it, 4K. There, yeah.
The
load
only reason
this in 4K.
The only reason that this night wouldn't work for prom is because nobody that matters is posting their pictures the night of
exactly.
Prom.
You have to go home and look
after.
At all of them and then like, yeah.
Exactly. I'm not rushing to post.
No. So the moms.
Well, I guess we did have 8 hours at prom. Maybe we were.
Yeah, that's true.
We had plenty of time.
My
that
phone
night
was
to post.
Dead by the time I got to prom. You know it. So the moms are getting drunk on the porch still. And Ashley, I guess Vivi told them the whole story of Peter and Jessica. And Ashley like feels kind of bad about
it. Imagine how good that felt for the moms.
Except for Ashley, who now feels very bad about it.
Well, I know, but you know what I mean.
I mean, to hear, to be like, okay, oh my God, the Hastings are as fucked up as we thought. We knew there had to be something going on here.
Ella goes, been there, done that. Okay, not about you.
Okay,
not about you.
Okay, see where Aria gets it. Okay, see exactly where it comes. Apple doesn't fall further than the tree.
Meredith didn't come crawling out of your garden.
Like, just deep. Yeah, you actually have not been here, done that. Just so we're clear.
This is so different.
Totally different vibe over here. Just letting you know.
And the family trees are about to get a lot more twisted and crazy. Yes.
And then Vivi goes, oh, look right over there. Oh, look right over there. So the dog dug Jess up out of the yard. Like, it's literally like,
yeah, she oh was my like, God. She literally, Ella said, been there, done that. And Vivi said,
really?
Oh, really?
Really? Okay, well, so oh, right been there, there yeah,
that's
Ella.
That's where she was actually dug up.
She's like, Ella, do you mind walking into by the yard stray. For a second? Nope, further, little. Okay, stop, look down.
You feel where the soil is a little bit.
Yeah, it's new soil. Yeah. Anyway, Pam wants to go check on the girls, but Ashley's like, no, we need to check on Vivi because she went inside. So now, of course, all the girls are at prom. They say, you cannot keep us away from this gymnasium. We are going to be there.
Are they crazy? Imagine trying to do this at any school dance at
like,
our high
also,
school.
Hey, girls, change your clothes. Like, just...
Guys, they may as well have had the SWAT team at our high school for our
literally.
School dances.
I mean, it's so crazy. And...
You may as well have had to go through TSA with photo ID.
Yeah. You get fingerprinted.
These girls who are
strip
banned from prom are just walking right
well,
in
Rosewood,
here.
They probably do get strip searched. weird
well, apparently not these girls made it.
So Aria sees Clark.
Oh, my God.
Aria sees Clark. I know, it was a little far. And taps him on the shoulder. And he's like, you are here. And she goes, yeah, it's my prom. It's like, well, you were banned from it, bitch. Like, and he goes, I'm just here to take pictures. And she goes, you don't go here. You're in college. Why are you here? And he's like, well, I didn't want to rub it in your face. But, like, I am floored by what we find out later. And she's like, my friend saw you at the doll factory. I'm like, is this the place? Is this really the place to do this?
And then well, it's not because the teacher comes up and says, you don't want to photograph her.
This teacher? Okay, massive biatch. Massive C word.
You and your pals better find the exit voluntarily.
I would have had a fight with her. She goes, go take a picture of one of the ice sculptures before it melts. I mean, it was insane. So then Allie gets a text. Don't look for a wolf. Seeing red is enough. Time is slipping away. And there are like a zillion fucking red coats in here. Hello. It's like Into the Woods themed. We got Little Red. We got a Little Red Riding Hood cape.
A's a little much for my liking.
A is later. Like doing a lot.
With like, it's like, okay, obviously I can't find you.
And also like, she's been right there like a zillion times. Just like, show her that it's you. Just like, stop this now. Aren't you getting tired? Because I am. So Spencer then sees Allie. All the girls start making their way over to her, and then Allie gets away, obviously. We go back to the moms. Vivi's like full on wasted. Pam's like, you need a sandwich. Okay, Vivi's hangry. And then Vivi says this. It wasn't bad enough that this bitch tried to steal my husband, but her sicko son had to bury her in my backyard, 10 feet away from my lilacs. This deranged freak tried to frame my entire family. And I'm like, let it out, Vivi.
At first, Pam is the one who's trying to, they're all trying to kind of reel Vivi in. And then Pam is like, actually, fuck it.
Yeah.
What if Charles didn't bury Jess?
What if someone else did? Yeah, and then Pam, and she goes, from what I heard, it could be revenge for all the years she kept this kid a secret. Maybe they wanted Peter to find the body. Vivi goes, maybe we should ask him. Gets her keys. I'm like, hang on. First of all, we're neighbors. Second of all, are we driving? We're not driving, moms. Like, come on. Let's set a good example for our daughters.
Well, maybe she's going to lock her door, unlike Mr. De Laurentiis.
Sorry, I was shocked by that because they... Famously, there's not a whole lot of door locking in this town.
I liked this moment because when they get into the De Laurentiis house in a second, they're asking all the questions that the girls never ask.
Yes.
Pam is like, I'm not touching anything. I don't have any fingerprints on anything. And then one of them goes, why was the door locked? Why was the door unlocked?
They're just like using
like
their brains.
These, like, common sense. Exactly.
Literally. So back at the prom, all the girls run into each other and they see Allie and they're like, why didn't you come to Spencer's? Like, did Charles text you? She goes, so what if he did? What do you mean, so what if he did, Allie? That's like our whole thing right now.
He kept them in a bunker.
That is like our whole entire thing right now. Dare I say it's more our thing than it's your thing. Like, please.
This argument gets to a point where she's like, guys, please just let me go. And the girls are basically like, girl, fine.
Yeah, she goes, leave me alone. I know what I'm doing. And it's like, well, I kind of don't believe that. But okay, yeah, you got it. We want no fucking part of this.
What to my wondering eyes does appear? Something a little bit suspicious. Something a little bit fishy. Sarah's here.
Oh, you think it's fishy?
Why is she here?
Wait, is it fishy?
Why would she be here?
Because of Emily?
But she didn't know. I guess she explains that.
You're backpedaling. There's something I don't know. There's something coming that I don't know. Okay, so Shower's
evil. I don't
remember
how things... No, she's not evil. But I do think it's weird that she's here.
Well, she tells Emily, this is where I thought I should be. So that's why she's here.
Which I think
is
weird.
This
is
where I felt I should be.
Oh, right. So, oh, wait. And everything's cleared up now.
Duh, Phoebe, there you go. This is where I felt I should be.
Me, if I'm ever like getting in trouble for like trespassing, this is where I felt I should be.
Wait, side note, did you watch Beverly Hills last week and see them go to Chuck E. Cheese?
No, I have. I'm a little behind on Beverly Hills, but I saw the pictures and I was like, okay, I gotta go because their pizza is so good.
It is so good, and you're gonna love it. You're gonna love their little Chuck E. Cheese moment. Erica's like walking by a kid and taps them on the head.
Isn't that when Garcelle looks at Kyle and says,
"You can be a lesbian.
If you're a lesbian, say you're a lesbian."
I don't actually know
Which is giving the same energy as when Sutton goes, like, the infidelity in your marriage. And Kyle's like,
I was like, what are you talking about? And Sutton's like, you said it, Kyle. She goes, you said, can you imagine actually being on a reality show and you're like, wait, fuck, did you tell me this in front of cameras or not? And you said it now. And it's like,
but also Sutton, I think Sutton's probably smart. Her daughter clearly is really smart.
Sutton is like, bitch, you did say
but
it.
I am a little like, Sutton is like the way that she's like, she's not picking up on Kyle being like, and I'm not team Kyle this season at all.
No,
but she's not like most people, Garcelle or whoever they're sitting there with is like, Sutton, like, just drop.
Yeah,
it.
Just
like,
stop. Sutton's like, no.
Because
no.
Sutton keeps going, you literally said
Kyle.
It. You
Kyle. You said it, Kyle. Yeah, did you see that Sutton?
You said Mo.
Sutton posted a picture of her and Slutton? Craig. Slutton posted a picture of her and Craig.
Oh.
And said, we keep running into...
There's a wife for you, Craig.
Sutton said, we keep running into each other. And said, a great catch up after a long day. And they're like sitting in a booth together.
Yes, it's crazy.
Craig. Easy.
Hey, Craig.
Easy, Craig. Craig.
Down, girl. Down.
Meet a Sutton girl.
You can date Naomi if you want.
But I would not mess with Sutton. So anyway, okay. All the moms then come running into the De Laurentiis dungeon. As we said, the door was open, but his car is outside. They don't want to shut the door because they don't want to leave fingerprints. And Vivi's like antagonistic as fuck. She goes, come on down, Ken. I got a question for you. I know you're here. I can see your scotch. I'm like, whoa.
And then they see police evidence and Pam is like, oh no.
And Vivi's like, give me that. Like mother, like daughter again. We're like, okay, we got it. She immediately rips it open. She's no
They're
problem.
All kind of like their
yes.
kids.
And it's the photo of Jess, Jason, and Charles. And Pam then turns and fucking Reese from the Karasimi group was just standing in the house. No.
And then when he gives us his reasoning later and then he just leaves, I'm like, okay, but you walked in.
I'm like, you don't get to just leave now. It's also like the middle of the night. Like, it's late enough that prom.
No, it's not. Oh.
It's late enough for you not to be doing business house calls.
Oh, for
at
sure.
this house. Yeah. And obviously Ken wasn't expecting you or he would have been down here. And Ken's like having scotch right now. So it's like, it's fully the evening. You know what I mean? Like, it's probably like at least nine.
Then we go back to the real prom and Allie is like walking around. How big is this place?
It's enormous. Massive.
And Spencer stops her and is like, Allie, do not follow your worst instincts. And Allie ends this conversation by saying, Spencer, you never even liked me.
She goes, you never understood me. You never even liked me. Yeah, and then she goes, he's and not this is how we your know. Brother, this is Spencer. And I loved that. I was like, say it again. She didn't want her to go, and this neither is Jason.
Spencer has the same reaction to that Whitney had to Heather's text, where she goes,
my heart hurts already.
That hurts. My heart hurts already.
Allie goes, Charles is not your, and Spencer goes, my heart hurts already. And she goes, brother, Spencer.
Just rip the band-aid off. Yeah. And there it is.
So just stop.
Like a dagger in my heart.
My heart hurts already. What? He's not your brother, Spencer. Oh, don't. It hurt worse than I thought it could.
Hurts. You don't know what it's. You don't,
you don't know what it's like to be a bastard. I'm hilling. I'm literally hilling as we speak. And you say that to me and set me back like that on my hilling journey. Anyway,
I never felt like I was a part of our family. Yeah.
Allie says, I'm not leaving until I can look him in the face and ask him why. And then, thank God, Caleb taps Hannah on the shoulder. He insists he also was in New York, but he can't tell her why.
One thing Allie says is, I need to know what he did to make him hate, what I did to make him hate me. And I'm like, Allie, I know that this all does come back to you.
Yeah.
But what did you do that made him hate your friends?
I mean,
because they're the ones who were in the bunker.
And it's like, if I'm Allie and I really want Spencer to like, let me go do this. And I'm like, I need to look at him and say, like, how could you do this to my friends? Explain it to me. You know, I'm not going to make you guys go do this. I don't want you to come face to face with the person who locked you up. So I like owe this to you guys. Like, that's how she should be saying it, you know?
And that's not it. Guys, nah. Caleb looks good.
He looks good. He's in an outfit Hannah picked out. And she's like, he's like, I never get to talk to you. And do I need to make an appointment? And he says, no, you need to dance with me. I do. Caleb is like so smooth. And I do kind of love when he like has his little lines like that. Like the other guys don't really have those.
No.
Caleb does.
They're just guys.
And so they have a dance. She says one dance and then we're going to talk. Reese cracks me up. He goes, is Mr. De Laurentiis here? Who the hell is Mr. De Laurentiis? No one's ever pronounced a name like that. And so then Vivi's like, I live next door. Who are you? And he explains the Karasimi group. And Ashley's like,
I'm also like, hey, Vivi, that's not a reason to be in the house. Vivi goes, hey,
well,
she actually
Reese goes, are you guys family? Vivi goes, I live next door. That's mom's vibe. Actually, that's mom vibes. Mom, when she wants to be involved with something that's happening in the neighborhood. And they're like, are you family? And she's like, I live next door. I might as well be. Okay. We're all family here. All right.
I was in the wedding.
Mom's like, is this proof enough for you? From the wedding?
Yeah. This is a receipt of our last four-way dinner at Longhorn.
She sends the screenshot she just sent us, and she goes, I'd say we're pretty close. I hear you get one phone call. Yeah, I'd say we're pretty close. Imagine mom is the one phone call.
Like, I actually had that thought earlier.
He's like, I'm back in jail. Can you come get me? Your number's the only one I have memorized.
You call me so many times. I can hear you telling your kids that I called you, but I've never called you.
I saw a tweet that was like,
How'd you get the number to myself? How'd you call me?
I saw this tweet that was like, when you get arrested, you should get one phone call and one Instagram story. And like, I know I'm crazy, but like, I agree. I'm like, low key, that would be the best way to be like, just so you guys know, if you need to get in touch with me, I'm in the jail. Here's
my
bail.
My close friends.
Yeah. No, I'm posting it worldwide probably. If I'm in jail and I need to get out.
No.
I can't trust any of them. I can't trust any people in my close friends to come get me. Just kidding. Kelly's already there.
Kelly's there.
Kelly beat me there.
Kelly's in the cell next to you.
But somehow Kelly got to ride front seat and she's not in handcuffs. And wait, I'm like, wait. Kelly's like, she's just like this. You're calling Kelly
and you hear in the cell next to you her phone ringing. She answers and she's like
Kelly, how do you have your phone? How do you have your phone? She's like, well, they let me have it. They weren't nervous about me. You. Anyway.
What you could do.
Okay. So, I mean, they're, like, teaching all the inmates TikTok dances. Okay. Anyway. So, Reese says he'll come back later. He leaves. Ashley then tells the moms at the Karasimi group and that Hannah thinks it's connected to Charles. And Ella says, I think we just met Charles. But they're not chasing him? We're not concerned about running after the man? Ella?
Yeah. At least we have a name. At least we have a name, I guess.
I'm sorry. So, let me go to the real... Ella saying, I think we just met Charles... If that is Charles and you guys think that, and he is like, you can probably still smell his cologne. Like, he was just, go. Right? Am I crazy?
Yeah, I guess.
Ella's like so mad. I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe they're scared, but like, they don't even seem concerned.
Then we go back to the prom, and Allie thought this other guy was Charles, and it's this guy that gives her a drink, and Ezra and Ari Ezra's watching Allie and Arya's watching Clark while they're dancing. And then Toby and Spencer are also keeping an eye.
Spencer goes, why would she say I never even liked her? And I'm like, because you don't?
Spencer, you've been nothing but mean to the girl.
Yeah, you literally can't stand this girl.
You guys are literally Lord and Taylor Swift.
She's like,
I don't know.
True.
Or Charlie XCX. Oh my God, girl literally so confusing.
I was like... We literally missed out on our high school experience trying to solve the mystery that is Allison, she says. And it's like, yeah, that's why she thinks you never liked
her. It looks like they're in Antarctica.
It does, actually. So Emily and Shower are dancing at the prom now. And Shower's like, look, I want you to know, whatever happens, you mean a lot to me. And Emily hugs her. And I'm like, okay, but if I'm Emily and the girl I like says that to me, I'm like, wait, what? Like, what do you mean, whatever happens, I mean a lot to you?
Wait. What?
Oh, wait,
me
what?
Mid-hug, wait.
No, literally, I'm not hugging her. I'm not like, that's so sweet, I'm hugging you now. I'm like, we're not dancing and anymore. Then, let's go get some punch and discuss what you just said to me.
How dare you? Ari and Ezra are talking, and Ari goes, she has her arms around his neck. Ezra, Z, I don't want you to come to LA with me.
She goes, I saw your airline confirmation, and I know you bought a ticket to LA. And he's like, yeah, so... That's a layover. How mortified would you be?
No, but I like the way that he says it. He goes, did you see the other confirmation? Because it was a connection.
She's like,
flight.
Well, everything honestly went blurry and then dark. So no, I was so shocked and upset and worried about you throwing your life away from me again. I know you think I'm worth it. I know, but Ezra, see, I'm not, okay? I'm broken. And a million beautiful pieces, yes, but I'm still broken. Anyway, so he's like, I'm going to Thailand for the summer. And she's like, that's a great idea. But like, you know that like they both are like, wait, what? Like both of them want the other person to say like, don't.
Yeah.
And he says, change can be good for both of us. And she agrees.
And then Toby and Spencer are talking about her valedictorian
speech.
This is
sweet. I wrote exactly what she says because I thought it was cute.
Okay, go for it.
She says, because he's like, what did you write about? And she says, I wrote about what it means to support someone unconditionally, even when they haven't been entirely honest with you, and how everyone needs someone to be inspired by, someone who sets the bar really high, someone who puts someone else's needs before their own and will not resent them for it, someone who always expects you to do the right thing and then forgives you when you don't. Ugh. And he goes, your mom will be pretty moved by that. And she's like,
I'm
what?
Like, I don't read that and think anybody
Vivi,
amazes
for
family.
One second, I don't think that. She goes, she might be, but I wrote it about you. It
At
is
first,
sweet.
I thought she was talking about her friends.
It sounds like,
and then
it
I
sounds
d-
like
and
she
then
wrote vows. Sounds
then
like,
I was like, wait, this is Toby. Because it is like expects you to do the right thing and loves you when you do the wrong thing.
I mean, forgives you when you don't, literally. Someone who loves you and supports you unconditionally, even when they haven't been entirely honest with you.
Yes.
So then they start making out and they immediately lose Allie, of course.
Yeah. Allie's watching them and waits for them to start making out.
Yeah, and she's like, perfect. She's like, I knew the clock was ticking. So moms are at the De Laurentiis dungeon.
Aria is looking right at Allie as she runs away, though. I just want to know.
And Aria's like, yeah, I didn't want to come here in the first place. I'm just going to let her take off. So... the moms are in the house. They're like looking for pictures of Charles, and they hear a rattling in the vents that they think is coming from the basement. So Vivi apparently has the blueprint, like the layout of the house completely. Can I speak? Completely memorized and go straight down to the basement. Like, I'm sorry. Have we never seen this? Is like also again. I'm like, okay, this is where Spencer gets it. Like, there is no thinking before we act. There is no thinking before we act. And they go down there, and immediately the door gets slammed, and the moms are trapped. So we're back at the prom.
They're like, who did that? Obviously, you're not going to know who fucking did that.
Yeah. All right. So we're back at the prom.
So they follow the red coat to the woods. And
Allie does.
Caleb and Hannah stop. Caleb and Hannah are stop dancing to talk about New York. And we find out that Caleb is actually in New York for a job interview. And he says, she's like, wait, why do you want to go to New York? And she says, well, he's like, well, is that still your dream?
He's like, I mean, I had to sign a waiver. I'm an information risk analyst. I'm keeping hackers out. He says, it's real and it covers enough for your tuition and a place to live. So she doesn't have to take the money from the Karasimi group. And they can go. And she goes, wait, so this has nothing to do with A at all? And he says, no, just getting away from him. And she smiles. I mean, I have chills. It warms my heart. She gives him this big smile and kisses him. And it's just like, that's all she wanted is just to like be fucking normal and like,
think about what you're going to learn in two episodes.
No. Stop. Stop, Phoebe. Right now, I'm happy. Stop. I just, oh my God. It was just so sweet, though, because I'm just like, All she wanted, like, she's been begging him to stop with the A stuff, stop, and he hasn't. And she's been like, why does no one, like, actually listen to me and, like, actually want to, like, support me and, like, what I am telling you I need and want? And he mm-hmm. did. And it's just like, God, he is just exceeding the expectations she has for any man in her life or woman, but especially man, you know, like, he's like, I'm going to fucking take care of my woman. And I hate that you reminded me what's going to happen soon.
So then we go back to the moms and they're like, oh, great.
Charles is probably all the way over to the barn. Just great. This is awesome.
This was crazy. They hear like a noise or something and they're like, it's the wind.
They don't have their phones.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, it's probably the wind. And Ella goes, the wind has a name and it's Charles. But you know, I expected her to be like, then the wind has a name. And it's Bernice. Like, as if, like, she and Ari are like, well, we talk about the elements as if they're people. As if they have hearts and souls like us.
They were people once, too.
They were people once, too. We're all... The elements. In a silly way, we're all the wind, aren't we? The wind's made up of a little bit of all of us.
Vivi pushes her over.
Vivi's like, shut the fuck up, Bella! Knocks her over the head. They're like, Vivi! She's like, well?
Okay, finally, some peace and quiet.
Oh, my God. Are you guys serious? Okay, I'll do it to you if you want to pretend you didn't see it. That's fine. Let me know. I got two more whacks in me. Anyway, okay. So they're looking for another way out.
The lights go out.
Yes. Like, literally, they're like, okay. So this is sort of what, like, the day to day has been like for our daughters for the past, like, entire high school career.
We see in the back. This is like literally a jerry rigged. Haunted house, yeah. Because Ashley goes to open a door and this light slides down its wire, like, yeah. It's literally like a Broadway production, like,
yeah,
everything's,
it's like the play that goes wrong vibes,
that goes,
like,
wrong,
yeah.
Yes,
it's like, so I don't know, it's just, it's so funny. It's also like exactly what we expect from the De Laurentiis dungeon. We don't call it that for nothing, you guys. So everyone is scanning the crowd at prom. Allie gets a text that says, my, what big eyes you have. Use them. Time's almost up. And she sees another red cape and follows them. And then we see Clark. He moves his jacket. Clark has a gun. Clark has a loaded gun
also,
at the prom.
They set this shot up of Allie, so she's in front of an hourglass. And I do love the part of the text that says, use them.
Yes,
A is getting impatient.
A is like, all right, let's go. But pissed. Like, so am I. So I'm like, hello, like, let's stop getting distracted by the gadgets and gizmos at the fairy tale prom.
Now
Allie.
I'm distracted.
Yeah, exactly.
And now I'm distracted by the gadgets and gizmos of Clark.
The gun, to be precise. So he goes to follow her, and it's like, great. And all the girls then run after them. And so they all run into Clark. He pushes Z. He's like, move. He's freaking out. He's like, you guys are totally off base. Toby grabs Clark's gun and is like, whose photo were you planning on shooting with this? And then we find out Clark is an undercover police officer. Let me tell you, Phoebe, and all the things that ran through my head about Clark, this was not one of them.
Me either. And I forgot.
You forgot
all about this.
Wait, that's insane. You forgot this. You watched this show. I'm so consistently baffled by the amount that you don't know about the show that you've watched 500 times.
Okay, if I asked you trivia questions about season 2, would you be able to answer? Probably not.
I might. Because if this, well, you probably would
okay,
too
main
now.
Plot points.
No, we've talked in depth about I think about these girls all the time. I hate it. I see them in everything in my life, okay? I know.
Okay, yeah, I just mean
the lore.
Before this podcast,
think of all the social media trend graphics I've made, and you think I don't remember everything those girls have ever done?
Before this, you forgot that Leslie Stone called Hannah a bag of hair.
Oh, I knew the bag of hair was said. I just wrote that Hannah said it.
But
and I'd
I
say
think
that's
that
a deep
I
cut.
Just, yeah, it is.
I think nowadays you would never forget
in.
Because now, yeah, you're dissecting it. But I just want to say, guys, this.
Well, also now we've talked about it for 5 minutes.
That's what I'm saying.
So.
But also, guys, just so you know, this will not happen when we do Gossip Girl. I will not be forgetting major details like this. Actually, I probably will.
Yeah, you will. No offense.
Well, we'll see.
So Arya cannot believe that Clark is an undercover cop and not in love with her.
If I'm, she's like, wait a minute. And actually, neither can the girls. Emily's like, so anyway, Arya.
Everything we've heard about Clark has been
Arya,
a lie, I guess.
All you've told us about Clark is that this man is obsessed and in love with you and won't stop following you around. And And Arya's like, yeah, I don't know what this means, but I can't believe he would get a job with the Rosewood Police Department to get closer to me. That is really a reach. That's a reach, Clark. I know Z did it to be my teacher to get closer to me. I just never thought somebody would actually like, carry a badge to do that. But hey, there are surprises in this town every day.
I mean, out of all the things Clark and I have talked about,
I thought I he was a pacifist like me.
I guess Two-Way never came up.
So anyway, Arya's shocked. Her gut's never been wrong. They can't find Alice and they seem to be in some sort of like a maze. Allie's walking and finds Redcoat and she's like, don't move. And she immediately drops something in the cage.
Well, it's just a Redcoat on the
tree. Oh, okay. Because I was
that
like,
it looks
what?
Like Redcoat standing. And then she's looking in the mirror and she gets a text that says, we have to see these nails again.
Oh my God,
the text
yeah.
says, now it's just the two of us. And then we see a leather hand.
Yeah.
Go smack over go over Allie's her face. Mouth. Sorry. Forgot
yeah, this was a video. Go over her mouth and she is taken. And I'm just like, we really never saw this coming. Like we never saw it coming.
Come on, girl.
Allie. That's crazy.
Did you expect to see the boy from that video? It's been a little bit.
Yeah, it's been a second. So Clark and Toby both called for backups, and now they're looking for Allison. How pissed is this police department going to be when they get here? They're going to be like, oh girls, Lorenzo you weren't supposed
Lorenzo.
To be here.
Lorenzo
oh
shows
my God.
Up
he's like, where's
in
Allie?
A suit, though. He's not backup. He's there to
He went to the barn first, and then he figured they were here. I know. That is.
Which is also what Sarah said.
That is crazy. Huh. That is crazy. So Spencer's like, thank you for coming. Like, okay. So back
you,
to the moms.
And then,
it's pitch
and then she
black.
Salutes them.
Yeah. Thank you for your service. It's pitch black. They can't see anything. They don't know how to get out. And Ashley asks, I can't believe no one's asked this yet. How did they get through it?
Wait,
our
Ashley.
Girls.
Ashley comes. Did you say Ashley comes out of the crawl space? She is covered in dust.
Wait, no, I didn't.
And cobwebs. They sent her into the crawl
space. Why did they send
space?
Her to do that? Like, come on, send
like
someone
mother,
else.
Like
don't send the glam girl, but true, because she's the only one who is willing to do it. But she's like, how did they get through it, our girls? They went through this and much worse. We had one job tonight, one, to keep them safe. And it is like, yep, sure did.
You did.
Sure did.
And here we are. And then the girls find Allie's phone, and then we go back to Allie. But not Allie, obviously. It's like Cinderella. And yeah. then we go to Allie, and...
It's literally giving a Cinderella story when the flip phone falls out of Hillary Duff's shoe and she leaves it.
We're watching A, we're watching Allie, and then A goes to take
Allie
off
goes, where are you taking
mask?
Me?
and then we see a look of shock and disbelief across Allie's
she
face.
She says, oh my God. And then that's it. And you'll remember last week, Phoebe told me this was the last episode before the time jump. So I was like, okay, and then we'll get the ace. What? I was like, this episode feels like it's been 3 hours long and you're not even going to tell me who A is. I was so annoyed about this. So at least there's just one more. But if you are wrong again, Phoebe, I'll never trust you again.
No, I know. I'm definitely right.
Hear this. I will never trust you again. All right. Want to read the recap for the next episode?
Oh, yeah. Let me find it.
Episode 10. I think it's called like Game Over, Charles.
It is.
Okay. Know the show like the back of my hand.
Jesus, this is a crazy episode of TV. Allison, Arya, Emily, Hannah, and Spencer learn the answers to all of their questions, as well as the story, how A came to be. So,
whoa.
While we do get a lot of information next episode, you might hate it because you
it's
hate
gonna,
those kinds
well,
of episodes.
It's just gonna be like a lot of like writing.
Yeah,
it's just
but
gonna
I
take
know
a long
story,
time
like,
to watch it.
Hand.
Okay, well, guys,
I'm not taking a single note.
Yeah,
I'm not even gonna watch
if
it.
If you don't take a note, I will come to Nashville to hurt you. Just you all
Caroline
heard it.
Acts like. Every time I say that my notes are bad or XYZ,
I'll tell
my
you
notes
why.
End up being fine.
I'll tell you why I get so upset about that or worried about it. Because I'm really self-conscious that I talk too much. And also the lag makes it so much worse because I don't know that like you're about to start talking. So I think you're just being silent. And I'm like, she's either not paying attention or she has no clue what happens next because she didn't write it down. So then I'm like, I got it. But then that's not, I'm not saying that's what happens. It's just what I I don't want to, I don't want people to be like, God, she's so annoying. She talks so much. Like, let your sister talk. And it's like, but if Phoebe doesn't take notes and doesn't know what's happening, what would happen? You know, if I don't have it written down. So I just get nervous. I'm like, my notes have to be really, really good. But also, it's just because I get really embarrassed by myself on this podcast. And I basically cannot listen to it at all anymore, by the way. I used to be able to listen to it like once. Nope. I can get through a little bit of it. Or like if someone texts me something about an episode and is like, oh my God, this was really funny, or this part, or like I want to remember, I'll like go listen to that specific part. But then I like get so fed up and I have to stop. So
yeah, I agree. That's why I really only listen when I edit.
Yeah, but I'll play it, you know. I'll get to play. Okay guys, so if you're listening on Thursday the 23rd, yesterday we released our pop culture episode. It was a really good episode. We got into a lot. We talked about the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City finale. We read every single one of those mean texts, analyzed them, talked about who we thought was the meanest. It was great. We talk about traitors and the elimination about the drag queen and the legacy of Boston Rob. We're talking about the TikTok ban, all the lies that were exposed this weekend. We are talking about Matt, James, and Rachel Kirkconnell breaking up, and Paige and Craig, and all these things. Okay, so you're not going to want to miss it. Go tune in. Go listen to that. And then if you are a Patreon member of the Dream Rotation or an honorary Connell sister this weekend, you're going to get hopefully our final piece of the Justin Baldoni Blake Lively drama. I am almost finished reading his 180-page lawsuit, which is crazy. And some of you are probably not going to like what I have to say about it, but I don't give a fuck. That's what I think. So I will be filling Phoebe in on the Patreon on that. And if you were one of the people who voted yes, I need to know, you'll want to make sure you're on the Patreon to listen. If you want to join the Patreon, you can just buy the episode. And then you don't have to be a full-time member. You can just have
that $1 less than joining that tier.
Yes. And
I think
you don't have to worry about like a recurring charge. You know what I mean? Like if you're like me and you forget, but, or you could just join. So anyway, all right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Please go give us a 5-star review. We love you so much and we will see you next week. And splat.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.